Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the author's studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and I'm sitting down with Harlequin HQN author B.J. Daniels, who's returning to Montana with Unforgiven, a tale of love, lies, and a deadly passion. Hi, B.J. So nice to see you.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Montana is almost always featured in your books as though it's one of the characters. Tell us about your own experience growing up in Montana.
Well, we moved to Montana when I was five, and my father built a cabin up the Gallatin Canyon, and so I grew up sledding and ice skating, and he even made a zip line back before zip lines were popular, yes. And then after the cabin, we moved up to Hebgen Lake up by West Yellowstone. So I grew up there. We had grizzlies on our patio, and when you're in high school, you get a six-pack of beer, and you head for the dump, and you watch the grizzlies. And when your out-of-state friends come, they don't believe that this is really what's going to happen until the bears show up, and then...
Good times.
Yes. So we always lived outside of town, and usually in kind of a remote place. So that's usually what I write about.
In Unforgiven, it seems your characters are not only fighting each other, but also the unforgiving land that they live in. What kind of a unique person does it take to really endure a wild place like Beartooth, Montana?
You know, you really do have to be tough. And I admire these ranch women that I've met. They're so capable. I think that's the big word. They're strong and they're capable and they're incredibly independent. You don't leave home without food, water, and more clothing and a pair of boots. Because if you break down, oftentimes it's a very long walk. The ranches are far apart, and there's just miles of nothing. That's what's so amazing about Montana, especially the Crazy Mountains, which are just, they're beautiful. They're magnificent, but they're also very wild.
Tell me about how you wanted to create for your reader a place where no one locks their doors and where everyone trusts their neighbors until they learn one of their own could be a killer.
It's interesting because that's how I live. I mean, I live in a community that if you ask the people where their key is to lock their door, they wouldn't know. People are very, everyone knows their neighbors. Everyone waves. About probably 200 miles around where I live, everyone will wave at you on the highway. They don't need to know you at all. They're just friendly. And if you break down, they're going to stop. It's a place where people do feel very safe. And when something happens, it is so unusual that there is a sense of panic in the community, especially if they think it's one of their own. So I think it's a really interesting concept to work with.
So tell us about Unforgiven.
Unforgiven, I wanted to put a book near the Crazy Mountains because every time I see them, it just takes my breath away. And I'm used to Montana. So it's just such a neat area. And like I said, it's... once the foothills quit, it just shoots straight up. There horrific winds come out of the crazies. And the Indians were afraid of it. And that's why they were called the Crazy Mountains. They thought anybody who went into them was crazy. And so it's a neat place to put Unforgiven. But also, it's the small community that I wanted to write about. And, of course, murder. I try to pack a lot into my books. I always have with my intrigues. And Unforgiven is no different. They just gave me more room to tell more story.
You've been writing for Harlequin Intrigue for nearly 20 years now. How is it different to write a longer romantic suspense for HQN?
It's a little different, but like I was saying, I have always packed so much into my intrigues that it's wonderful to have the extra space because I can get into the characters more and add more story, which I love story. I think writing is all about storytelling, and if you don't tell a good story, you're going to lose your readers. I try to weave in a little history and try to give them a real feel for Montana. My readers have always told me that they feel like they're in Montana when they read my books, and I especially did that in Unforgiven.
What can readers expect from you next?
Well, to start off, Wrangled is out this week, I believe, and that's pretty exciting because that's the end of the Chisholm Cattle Company, and you finally find out what happens with the killer, which everybody has been waiting patiently for. After that, I have a short story coming out with E. Harlequin called Fallen, and that's a prequel to Unforgiven, which is quite fun. I think readers will really like that because it kind of sets everything up and gives you a feel for Beartooth. And then readers were asking for a sequel to Crime Scene at Cardwell Ranch. They've been waiting a long time for that. And guess what? It's coming out. It's coming out in October. So that's a big deal. It's called Justice at Cardwell Ranch. And I'm really excited about it, too, because I got to go back to the Gallatin Canyon, where our cabin used to be. Then after that comes Unforgiven. And shortly after that, there should be another HQN. So busy, busy, busy.
Yes, you are busy, ladies. So thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us today. And I wish you all the best.
Jane, thank you so much. This has really been fun. Thank you.